Good morning. Spain-based cabin crew at Ryanair plan to strike for another 12 days this month to demand better working conditions, so the union said on Saturday, raising the prospect of travel chaos as the summer season gets underway. The announcement came on the final day of the crew's current strike, which forced Ryanair to cancel some 10 flights in Spain on Saturday. Cabin crew will strike on July the 12th to the 15th, 18th to the 21st and 25th to the 28th across the 10 airports where Ryanair operates. The unions also urged the government not to allow Ryanair to violate labour legislation and constitutional rights, such as the right to strike. In a statement on Saturday, Ryanair said it expected minimal disruption to its flight schedules in July as a result of minor and poorly supported Spanish labour strikes. It added that air traffic control strikes and airport staff shortages across Europe may, however, cause some minor disruptions, and passengers whose flights were disrupted will be notified by email and SMS. Demonstrators held rallies in several Spanish cities and in Rabat late on Friday to protest over the deaths of 23 African migrants who died in a crush trying to enter the enclave of Melilla in northern Morocco. Thousands of protesters gathered in Barcelona, Malaga, Vigo and San Sebastian and in Melilla itself to denounce migration policies and the militarization of borders. In the Moroccan capital, a few dozen representatives of the collective of sub-Saharan communities in Morocco and associations helping migrants demonstrated in front of Parliament, calling for Rabat to stop playing the role of the EU's policeman. Moroccan prosecutors have initiated proceedings against 65 migrants, mostly Sudanese, accused of having taken part in the mass attempt to enter Melilla from Morocco. An Irish tourist is in hospital after falling three floors from a four-star hotel in the Majorcan resort of Santa Ponsa. The 20-year-old was in serious condition with head injuries following his fall from the third floor of the four-star Jardín del Mar Beach Hotel. Emergency services took the man to the Son Espaçás hospital after the alarm was raised just after 4:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, when responders found him at the back of the hotel in a gap between the hotel building and a small wall. Local media said he told emergency responders he fell whilst being chased. Emergency responders stabilised him at the scene for around 25 minutes before taking him to hospital. There's been a big rise in the COVID incidence rate, infections and hospitalizations in the last week. The Ministry of Health published its twice-weekly COVID numbers on Friday using data from the autonomous communities. The report showed that another 84,146 positive cases have been recorded. That's around 30,000 more than last Tuesday, June 28th. Of this total, 42,997 have occurred in people aged over 60. Currently, there are 10,249 people hospitalized with coronavirus in Spain, with 449 in intensive care units. The figures are almost double those registered at the beginning of June. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.